Here on the WMT Morning Show, we're very glad to have you along with us, and we are talking with Donna Cryer. She is the founder and CEO of the Global Liver Institute. And Donna, you're on the Newsmaker line. I don't know if you heard a little bit of the intro that I gave, but I mean, it's bad enough that we have just been punishing our livers since the beginning of the COVID-19 coronavirus process that has just locked us down. But non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is something that we need to know about as well. Please do tell us a little bit more about this, what we need to look for, and good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, and thank you so much. So, yes, it's true. It has been dismaying that during the past few months with the pandemic that, alcohol sales have skyrocketed, but also have, rates of obesity. And I have to admit myself to, indulging in a few too many comfort carbs at the beginning of this before, rededicating myself to my, home mm-hmm. exercise regime and long walks, even if my dogs are tired of taking them. But, for millions of Americans, particularly when you think about one quarter to one third of Americans already have some form of liver disease. Most don't know it. Particularly non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, which is, rising with rates of obesity and type 2 diabetes. It's underdiagnosed, undertreated, and in up to 75% of physicians recognize that there isn't a consensus about, how to diagnose it. And right. So we all understand that we need to have alternatives to, how we have been doing things in the past.
Now, the thing is that people, in order to get a diagnosis, you're going to have to, odds are, get some sort of, or had been forced to get a liver biopsy, which can be incredibly expensive. There's alternatives now, aren't there?
Yes, absolutely. So, think about it. A liver biopsy is often done in a hospital or a clinical setting. You need, a specialist, a hepatologist, a radiologist, very long needle, traditionally, inserted between your ribs. And I've had it done six times,
ouch.
So I can speak from that. Ouch. Exactly. a segment of your liver is sort of ka-chunk. They take it out real quick and then put it on, and analyze it. You as the patient are laying on your side for, 1 to 6 hours so that you don't bleed out. That is the risk, that you bleed
wow.
out and die. How is this medicine today? It sounds like something, if I was watching an episode of Star Trek that, the bones would be like, Tim, that's barbaric. And yet this is how we have been, diagnosing liver disease, but we can do better. And that's what I'm excited to talk to people about, today and to focus on in our Beyond the Biopsy campaign, that there are, safer, less expensive, less time intensive, alternatives that can actually give, the same or better information, than a traditional liver biopsy.
You can find out more information online. Where would you like people to go to take a look at this information?
globalliver.org/beyond.
There we go. globalliver.org/beyond. We've got to be able to take better care of ourselves, drinking less, eating better, the one thing, but the folks over at the Global Liver Institute have got your back, and they've got your liver, too. Donna Cryer, yeah. founder and CEO, thank you so much for joining us here in the Newsmaker line on News Radio 600 WMT and that information. Have a magnificent Monday, would you please?
Thank you. You too.